Greetings and welcome. I presume that I'm on the air. It's just about the right time. I can't hear anything from your end. So good evening, and greetings to Journeys. if there's anybody in the chat room, let me get onto Revolution Radio and I will connect with you all. Sorry about that. Just having a bit of a tight day for getting all the things in. Tonight on Journeys, we are going to be talking about today's event of novelty, whatever that might be. Stop. Don't do that. Yeah, I forget that. Okay. All right, I'm trying to stop the auto player from coming in. That's great. Yes, love it. Anyway, yes, getting into the chat room. Hello, everybody. Yes. So, are we all happy today? I'm just going to connect with my guest, Tracy. And, oh, yes, I'm on. That's it. All right. Great. Now, we're just calling in with Tracy. Yep. And we'll see. Tracy, are you there with us? Yep.
Yes, I am.
Oh, sweetheart. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Yes. I am now.
Oh, you tried to call and couldn't get me?
No. I just about made it up the stairs.
Oh.
to connect with the radio server in time, and there was just no sound. I thought, oh my god, right, I'm on the air. Right, here we go. So, thank you, and thanks for. Oh dear, I can't get into the server. Can't get into Revolution Radio's chat room for some reason. It's done something. Right, let's see what Wall Spirit Radio chat room. Hello there, Wall Spirit Radio. Hello there, Revolution Radio. Good evening and greetings and welcome to Journeys with JP. Ta-da. And tonight my guest is the lovely Tracy Kennedy. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing just wonderful. Good afternoon and evening, depending on where you are.
Yeah, well, it's just getting dark here. I managed to discover the source of the funny smell in the kitchen.
Oh no!
So it's been my ex-wife came along a few weeks ago. She said, "Smells like your gas bottle's running out." So we thought, yeah. Oh, so we bought a new gas bottle and the thing, because you know at the bottom of the gas bottles they have a little odor. They make it a strong odor so that when you're cooking with it, you know that the gas bottle's running. Yeah. I thought it was the gas, but no, it was the cat had left a little deposit somewhere underneath the sink.
Oh, I have made those kind of discoveries myself.
Oh, yeah, not very nice. But anyway, we now have a nice fragrant kitchen.
Lovely.
So that was lovely. So that was novelty for me. So today we are going to be talking about the time wave. The time wave as, was he the creator, Terence McKenna, created this?
Yes, he did. He did the whole time wave zero novelty thing.
Yes, so would you like to explain to our listeners here tonight exactly what we're going to be talking about? Or, well, first of all, what is the time wave? What's it all about?
So, Terence McKenna and... I have to say, after smoking many mushrooms, or eating them, I don't judge, decided, and he wasn't wrong, he had a vision that told him to look at the I Ching, and it was based on a 64 number system, which it is. And he found that he made an algorithm, basically, that... It doesn't matter the time period you're looking at. It could be 10 years, 100 years. It still follows a similar pattern of 64s, where there will be things that are relatively normal for the period of time. Like now, there would be no blip in this. And it comes out as a graph. There'd be no clip and a graph is somebody just invented a new cell phone. Mm. So during these times, it says when Hiroshima bomb was sent, that was a point of novelty where all of a sudden the graph went to almost zero because it was something that hadn't happened before.
Mm.
So it moves by how things are new, novel. When the graph, the only time the graph finally zeros out is November or December 21st, 2012. Although we just had a high point on the 16th and a very close to zero on the 17th, which is very, very interesting. So Monday, something happened that hasn't happened before.
Okay, so there are a few ideas about what that might be, what that particular event might be, in terms of things that have never happened before. And you're saying that the line just about touched the zero point.
Very, very close. And it's as close as it gets to it. Well, I think it's as close as it gets to it, and I will look again until the 21st mm-hmm. of December.
Yes.
Something novel happened, and I think, because you and I were talking about this on the weekend, we're both searching the news, couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Until there it was found.
There it was. Gone.
It's gone.
Well, what did you find?
Here's what I found. And the other thing I want to mention before I read this little article, if you find one, please keep it, because there were updates today.
Uh-huh.
And they're gone.
Oh, there they are gone.
There they are gone. Everything. So let me just read. Do you mind?
Wow, yeah, go for it. Did you make a copy of it? Did you?
I did, and I put it in the room and asked everyone to copy.
Oh, good.
Copy the site, and I copied the page because there are quite a few, but it's, surprisingly enough, none from the United States.
Funny.
And none from England, which you would think you would find one since that's the prince.
Hmm.
And no updates. Okay, let me just read them.
Okay, so what's the novelty?
Six U.S. fighter jets were destroyed and two significantly damaged. Insurgents stormed a heavily fortified Afghan base where Prince Harry is deployed. Not only that, there was more than a dozen attackers dressed in U.S. Army uniforms, armed with guns, rockets, apparently suicide vests, who managed to storm the airfield, and this is unprecedented. Three coalition refueling stations were also destroyed, six aircraft hangars damaged in the assault at Camp Bastion. So basically, these guys came in there and handed the best fighters on the planet, apparently, their butts. They got beat up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound likely.
Well, it looks like it really happened. Something bigger and stronger came in, and it looks like they didn't even have time to fight back. Now, the reason I brought this up, because it seems so unlikely, is we've had all these stories of potential Mars attacks kind of thing, not with the little guys with the head, but that potentially there's some sort of alien force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, admit, you know, this is a very heavy event. And it's all over the papers, Indian papers, it's in Middle Eastern papers, it's everywhere, not in Canada, I don't see it mentioned once. And whoever it was, dressed in the American soldier uniforms, was strong enough to just walk in and do this.
Wow, they got Sasquatches on there.
I don't know what they are, but...
They could top the best and strongest of the Brits, though.
The Brits, NATO, Americans. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had Prince Harry in the best, most fortified spot.
Mm.
And it got beat up. So why do I not hear this on the news? Is he alive?
Mm. Well, they wanted to find somebody who they could sacrifice, and of course Harry, as we know, is not really a royal. He's not got the same quite bloodline. If you look, Google James Hewitt, who was Princess Diana's butler, and you look at Prince Harry. There aren't many red-headed royals, are there? As we spoke before, you know.
Yeah, true.
So he's expendable. So we'll see what happens with that. That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, definitely. That would be new. What do you find?
I found something interesting. Well, it's two events really. The first event. I saw it in reverse order. The first thing I saw was I saw the moon one. Okay, so last night I was poodling around as you do, and I got one thing on Facebook which was some film of the moon, and off the surface of the moon. I mean, it's an unbelievable bit of footage. There must have been about 16 or 20 of these, and it looks like a sortie of, you know, aircraft or vehicles or round vehicles, as William Stevens put them. But it just seems like a sortie coming out from the moon, from one point on the moon. And the next piece of information, I see a whole load of ships in San Francisco. A whole bunch of UFOs were spotted, whole bunch, and I'm thinking, that looks like the bunch from the moon. I think did I share that one with you the other day? No, you shared it with me. You said Iron Sky. That's right.
I did that one, and then you found the one of the guys all over the guys, whatever the heck they are.
Yeah.
And we had some same coast up in British Columbia, and then one directly over the island.
Yes. Now, not only that, there's all this other stuff that's going on. Those of you who are watching Kerry Cassidy's site heard that it was last Thursday. That's right, of course, it was on Revolution Radio. Here on Revolution Radio, Kerry called in, said to Mike, oh, we've got this great, exciting bit of news, and said how exciting it all was, and then disappeared, and we've not heard from her since. This was the story about in the Pacific, off the coast of California. It started out up there. That's where the story apparently started, but turns out later we have some other info that there was some incident involving Chinese and American, and there was also this this other thing about a rumor of a ship full of 600 bankers who were trying to escape or something like that, and they've been rounded up as well. So there's a whole load of unconfirmed reports, as they say. And one of them was that that there was this thing about the Chinese. So I hear some other information from another source, who I cannot at this point name, but they were telling me that there was an American submarine that submerged off the coast of Alaska, and that that was a ship that a submarine that submerged, and suddenly they heard this big clang, and discovered that they just submerged and come down on top of a Chinese submarine. It badly damaged the Chinese submarine. Of course, they had to surface, and so now there's a submarine crew in custody of Chinese, and this is part of this kind of big international incident. So we've got this mix. We've got potential UFOs. We've got a potential invasion force. We've got Chinese, and we got Americans doing things in the water. You got any news?
Well, that's pretty much what I spoke of today, too.
Yeah.
The same thing. I think it's all related. Now, as for bankers, as far as I know, you notice if all of a sudden people didn't show up to work. But as far as secret military subs, to be honest, even though, and I did take a look at Terry's site, even though they do have a tracking service, there's obviously technology we don't hear about. And a couple of years ago, they actually came out and showed their cloaking technology. So, possible, yes. San Francisco having odd sightings at the exact same time as British Columbia and the BC Island. Possibility. The weird things leaving the moon. I saw that and then pixelated, and I'm unsure of what that was. But there's also a lot of faking videos going on, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fireball that fell down from something. And then you have whatever, this incredible force that beat up NATO was. So, easily, by the sounds of it. So, could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
These guys, they could easily be, you know... Okay, let's just quickly nutshell Iron Sky for everybody who hasn't seen it. It's a film that was made in Finland, and the idea is that in 1946 a whole bunch of Germans escaped to the moon using anti-gravity technology that they derived from Tesla and all the other guys and their extraterrestrial contacts. And that they colonized and created a colony on the moon, and that the idea was that they were going to come back and, you know, have all these massive computers and everything, and this American astronaut who's black comes up there, and they capture him, and he's got an iPhone which has more computing power than all of their great big valve-powered technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, well, I'm amazed that they managed to integrate the thing and make it work, but obviously they're pretty clever. But these guys are, they started the Super Soldier program all the way back then, and so that's been running in parallel with the American Super Soldier program too. So who knows what kind of guys that they have there now. So it could be... some kind of super soldier invasion? What do you reckon?
You know, now Monday, and I think you and I have talked about this a couple times. If you go back into the few little pieces of the MJ-12 stuff, the Majestic 12 mm-hmm. things that are out, there are three possible alternatives, basically, of what they will try to do, because apparently they know about the ribbon coming that you and I have talked about, and the changes around this time, and that they've been planning for it. Either alternative one, blowing up setting off a nuclear bomb that will perhaps, they thought, strengthen the magnetosphere. They did that. Didn't work. They blew up the Van Allen belt, apparently, same year they found it. That didn't strengthen our shield. Then they thought of two different ways of depopulation, both. And the only reason I look at this stuff, and I know it's hard to prove. The only thing is, this stuff came out early 70s, and it's all really happening. One has a potential, how do I even say it, that Eisenhower spoke to aliens that were actually quite negative, and they have made an alliance with the relatively rich people, and they're going to take some of those off-planet to save. May have already done it. Of course, can't prove that. Also, different modes of depopulation done on the planet, so that when a wave comes, it wipes people out rather than having the huge numbers. They're not going to save us all, and that some of us will be saved as a slave race kind of thing.
No,
I'm wondering if maybe the aliens are tired of waiting, and I hate to go that way, but, you know, at this point, nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, certainly a visit from our friends on the moon, whoever they might be, that's pretty novel.
German. I'd call you probably laughing.
I'd have to call my girlfriend to translate.
No. You speak a little German, so I'd be able to speak
What's the German for "I surrender"?
Better not say that.
No. Yeah. Mind you, even in German, ich liebe dich, it doesn't sound like I love you. It really doesn't.
But even butterfly doesn't sound pretty.
Oh, dear. So, that's funny.
So, I don't think it's the Chinese, to be honest. They could be there, they could be fighting with, but, you know, they're more concerned about Japan right now and whether or not all these forces go into Iraq. I think that's the bigger concern, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's
this kind of sense of, like, they're looking for major excuses to gear up for a third world war starting in Iran.
I think so.
Kind of thing.
What
surprises me, and it's like, oh, it's a real facepalm job, is like that they're trying the same techniques that they tried like 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. Oh, look, he's got nuclear weapons. Let's go and get him. Kind of thing. And yeah, it happened 10 years ago. Oh, look, they got 45 minutes. Yeah. And we found out that was BS too. And, you know, are we going to really, what is it, fool me once, I'm worse than George Bush, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame, no. that's exactly what was said, isn't it? Fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, re-elect me. God, that really difficult to read.
You know, that with that bright tiny thing, yeah, I can't read when they cover their stuff up. So anyway, you know, I don't get it. There's definitely something. The fact that nobody, why is the U.S., why is England not speaking about whether or not their prince is alive?
Yeah, well, that would be quite a novel thing, especially, you know, what is it? Was it 20 years? No, 97. No, it's 15. Oh God, I'm trying to do mathematics on arithmetic on the air. Diana died in 97. This is 15 years. Yeah, 15 years and a few months. But you know, I wouldn't wish it on him because he's really he's one of us. He's a commoner. The idea of something novel happening is where I think my conversation is revolving. It's like, what do we think would be a novel thing? Now, obviously, you know, if we couldn't think of it, that would really be novel, wouldn't it? It's as Cliff calls it, you know, whatever monkey mind can think of, that's not what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a few possibilities. So first possibility is that they're going to want to start World War III by creating some sort of event, big backlash. What do you think of the idea of the Israeli mistake? Have you heard about the Israeli mistake?
I have. I had thought that it was the attack that was done on the Turkish freighter. I just don't know. I can't see, and this is just being honest here, I can't see anyone being stupid enough to really continue this stuff.
Mm.
If the things you and I have talked about are really happening, then I also can't see why they're still shaking their fists at. It means one of two things. Kesher's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're trying to make their last little bit of money that they possibly can to get off the planet. I'm hoping it's the get off the planet scenario.
Yeah, just getting enough gas to get the ships going off the
earth. Yeah, we're taking the last of your gas and we're leaving. Fine, just go.
Just go.
Please, just go.
Mm.
I don't know, what are you feeling? What are you feeling about it? I said a shout out to all of little psychic friends. What are you feeling?
Mm. Thinking around all the things that I've been seeing people putting out. First thing is, one of them is saying I'm getting a lot of downloads at the moment. So there's a lot of information coming in, which may mean, quite good news is that, you know, the systems that are keeping us disconnected from our star brothers and sisters are being dismantled. I don't know, alien invasion meme, right? So we got Third World War meme, right? Then we've got alien invasion meme. And then we also have another Third World War scenario, which is between China, Russia, and America.
Gog War, yeah, heard that one.
Oh, Gog and Magog. Who is Gog and Magog, according to current...
It should be Soviet Union and United States. So it'd be Soviets and Chinese together, and the U.S., and England. And the world will be divided into those two, and then eventually they will all fight Iran, actually. Iran is the place they're actually talking about. So, yeah, it's looking like that kind of thing, too. Possible? I'm still hoping that calmer minds will prevail and they just say, look, you know, we've got a couple months left here. Let's just gather our little stuff. They could, you know, if they told Russia, look, we're leaving the planet, they'd say, here, take these diamonds. Mm. I'm sure they'd help pack.
Yeah.
I would. I'd offer to pack.
We'll put some in boxes for you.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah.
Gift wrap.
Mm-hmm. A little bowl would be nice.
Yeah.
I'd iron.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. About the... So there's this thing about Kesh. This is something that you've covered as well. Indeed, Kesh is coming up with significant technologies. I'm not entirely sure. Could you explain to me exactly what Kesh is all about? I know you've talked about him quite a few times on your shows, but I can never get to hear your shows because they're on at 5 o'clock in UK, and 5 o'clock is when everything has to happen. You know, work and, yeah, I'm just not on the net. So,
okay, well, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Kesh's technology is... What he's really pushing is the space flight technology. It's a way to travel more by magnitude, and that's the easiest way to put it. You know, it's something I've thought of since I was a kid, and I just didn't know how to explain it. Why can we just not be the opposite polarity of the planet and hover? He's going by that. Long story short, he's using mechanisms that will, instead of explode you off the planet, it will magnetize you and physically move you that way.
And attract you away.
Yeah, there's attraction to the place you're going because every single place has a slightly different magnetic field, yeah?
Ah, the frequency. So you tune into the frequency of somewhere.
And go there.
And you're sucked there because if you tune into something, you're drawn towards it.
Exactly. That by the same principle, and this is what I apply to. Unfortunately, there's a big problem with that, but anyway, he checks the frequencies of your body, and it's worked with people with MS, and basically hits you with the opposite polarity and fixes you.
Yeah, that's very similar to Shari Edwards' method using sound frequency.
Yes.
Basically, if you've got something like too much calcium, you come up with the reciprocal frequency of calcium, which is its root, and it's not its root. You multiply by root 2, get the reciprocal of it, and that's it. Anything you have will kind of, it will revert. Oh, dear, excuse me, I had to eat dinner too quickly. Anything that you had will be reversed. So if you have too much calcium, it will then start dissolving the calcium back into your bloodstream.
Yes, and he has had a meeting at September 6th this year with scientists he invited from all over the world. Having another one on the 21st, and then there's several symposiums. You can also sign up to be on the online teaching, so if you can't get to the Netherlands like myself, because right now he's basically on country arrest because he can't leave. The problem with me, even though I've been accepted into the trials, the medical health trials, he can't send the machine to Canada. Canada would confiscate it, and he won't be doing any work here because last time he came, the RCMP tortured him in front of his family. But I have been accepted into the online classes, so I'll learn how to build it. And he also has the patents up already, so you could go to the Kesh Foundation site and start your reading. I suggest everyone does that.
Yeah, Rockmeister has posted the Kuala Peli blog, Kesh Foundation starts with the transfer of technology to the world scientists on October the 10th to the 17th in Sierra Leone. There we go. So that's one thing. So he's in the Netherlands, is he? He's just around the corner.
Is
he in Amsterdam? I'd love an excuse to go to Amsterdam.
Well, if you go to his website, I think it says where he is. I cannot encourage your nonsense, JP.
But that's so that's another possibility. So new technologies, completely novel to the, you know, it's something that has only so far existed in science fiction movies, which when we were young we were told, oh, this is just science fiction, it's just fiction. And now as you and I have discovered with the guests that we've had on our shows, that it's far from a fiction, and in fact it's more like a historical document. And it's more like Galaxy Quest than we thought. You know,
isn't it the truth?
We were looking at your historical documents. Oh, what a brilliant thing! What a brilliant, brilliant film! I love the bit. My favourite bit, and I can't. I'll try and control myself this time. But when they were trying to get the ship out of the dock in Galaxy Quest. And you can, there's probably if someone finds it on YouTube, you know, get Galaxy Quest ship leaving dock, and it's just so awkward, and it's a real kind of Family Guy awkwardness moment, as he doesn't know how, of course he doesn't know how to drive a ship, he's an actor.
I remember that.
And it just scrapes along the side of the port.
Have you seen, Sky Captains and the, oh, what's it called? Something of Tomorrow. It still has the same basic premise that some rich guy has decided to make an off-world planet of elites again. Mm. Same kind of thing.
Mm. Interesting. And then there's this news about Honduras creating its own city-states.
I've heard about that, yeah. Haven't even had a chance to do it. There's been so much news. Like, in the last 2 days, JP, there's some days that, you know, I just look at the news and go, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. There's just so much. I could do a 4-hour news show.
Wow. Wow. And this is something that you started off a half an hour ago, a few months ago.
Yeah,
just your idea, you know. Yeah, I'll read the news.
Yeah, I'm going to read the news just so, you know. Mm. And I do it once a week, and then now it came an hour show, and now it's, you can't make me quiet.
Oh, it's really good. So this is let's just plug your show for the moment. This is Trace. Not well. Originally, it was Trace Elements on Friday night at 3 p.m. PST or 11 p.m. UK time. That's why it's Friday night for me. And that was your original 2-hour show. And then you started doing lightheartedly Turtle Island News, which was very much earlier in the morning for you. And you just started off with some of the stuff that was coming out, and it wasn't that thick and fast at that time, and now it's like a torrent of stuff. You're going to need to hire staff soon.
Well, I just thought, I won't do the news every day. Everybody does the news. It'll sound the same. Why do something redundant if everyone's saying it? Mm-hmm. But I found that little 2-hour shows, I come up with stuff that, it's just because I have a weird mind, you've probably noticed. If I just look at the articles differently and then spend time instead of just reading them, finding out what's behind them, who wrote it, who did it, who was there, who wasn't there, or the weird things, the anomalies in every single one. Even that little bit about what happened to the prince. What I found strange about that, now this came out... well, I got it Monday or late Sunday night. Every single article that I found from late Sunday night is written exactly the same. That's but there's none something. In Canada. There's none in the States. And the only ones that are tiny bit different are done in Middle Eastern countries, although same information.
Is that like is probably, is it coming through Al Jazeera, do you know?
Al Jazeera, as far as I know, doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm. That would be, yeah. So
there's people who own the U.S. ones and Canadian ones, or them.
Interesting. Interesting. So anybody in the chat room got any ideas about this? It's a very easy outs. And drills as a meditation.
Just about.
Oh, sorry, I'm just reading from the chat. That's SJ from British Columbia is talking about getting. He's been working on his vehicles or engines or mechanics, and easy out is a way of getting a screw that's broken out of the machine. It's a. It's a device. Anyway, bloody, bloody, blah. Let's try and make sense. Are you still with me, Tracy?
I sure am. Yeah. I sure am.
I don't know if I'm still with me.
Are you still with you?
I don't know. I really don't know. You may have left the building for a while, but I'll just keep talking till he comes back in. So,
not the last show.
How are you? What a week! Yeah.
Well, you know, it's only Tuesday.
So, in terms of like massive events and what's going on in the business world? Have you heard anything in there?
I talked about that. Billionaires are quietly selling off their American assets.
Mm.
That was what I was looking for as a sign something really is about to happen.
Yeah.
So until I see that.
Until you see the billionaires move, yeah.
I don't want to hear people saying it's the aliens, it's the Chinese, and, you know, there's ships, there's planes, there's plagues of frogs, there's UFOs. I said, I want to hear what the guys with the money are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys with the money are quietly getting out of the American dollar. To me, that means things are about to change very drastically, very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I did a transaction with someone from the States a few days ago, and the dollar is normally about the pound is normally about £1.40 compared with the dollar. Sorry, I'll try again. I'm bad with numbers today. It's a bad number day. It's a 4 day. Anyway, so the... the dollar used to be $1.40 for a pound, and last week it was $1.60 for the pound. So that's very significant. That's really significant. That, you know, that if you're doing major exports and trading,
that's right.
On large scales, that is significant.
All of the kind of been rah 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 kind of thing. And the economy kind of looks like it's looking up a little bit. Yet when Warren Buffett decides to sell off his Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, and Kraft, that's huge. Huge. That something's coming.
Who's buying?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you that.
So, there was this other thing that happened, wasn't there?
Which one?
This is about buying. That, I'm just trying to reframe it in my mind. It's something that they've decided to do, they have decided to do, and it's, they're buying up, the government or somebody is buying up, banks are buying up, unresolved mortgage. They're buying up all the CDOs. And they're going to do it once a month all over the world. That's the bank's plan. And that's probably been something that's been in their mind all the time. So basically, they get to own everybody's house in the world.
Well,
so is the plan.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Mm.
Yeah, they're making their moves behind the scenes. I've been watching. There's a couple really good reports. There's one called the Aftershock Survival Summit that I think breaks it down best, better than anyone I've ever seen, to be honest.
Mm.
I put the link up in the room. But I think we need to really pay attention to what's going on. And to me, money talks. And the buying of bullets, and that's been happening by the strangest groups.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me so much. It really doesn't. People are panicking. They're buying bullets and they're buying antidepressants on a monumental scale all over the world.
Mm.
But when the billionaires dump their stocks, especially in a certain country, that means something.
Yeah. Yeah. There is definitely something on the move. So today, Time Wave Zero kind of does this double hit thing, doesn't it? It goes down and it goes down again just a little bit further.
I'm just looking at that, because I think you're right. Weren't you and I trying to figure out which one was lower?
Mm.
Is this the new thing or the next one the new thing? I don't think it goes up as high as it was, so things never really go back to anything we'd call normal.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
We're so past normal now.
That's going to have to be the next show that we all do. You know, past normal.
Oh, it'd be great. How past normal are we?
There's a town, and I knew someone who lived there, which is called Normal, and there is actually a road sign, and we could probably find it on the net, that says you have just passed normal.
Okay, I'm looking at it, and right now, well, it goes up and down. It doesn't go down as low as it is. It was yesterday until it starts falling in December.
Mm.
And it never goes down this low, but it has a couple rises, but never goes quite as normal as it's been. It's been falling so steadily for the last couple of years that we're actually newer than it's been ever by this timeline zero thing.
So we're already in a place of pretty much things are normal all the time, but we're getting more and more novel at certain points, and there's this it's like this graph. So you see, it kind of drops quite steeply, hits a sort of bottom, then bounces a little bit, and then hits another bottom. And as you zoom into this, as you zoom into each of the details, it's the same form. That's what we're talking about, fractal form. And the ultimate point when the time wave graph bounces all the way back down, and it bounces to a point when it's actually at a point of zero, and that point is, Tracy?
December 21st, 2012. We have now entered weird. Please fasten your seatbelt.
So, there's another thing, though.
Bottom spanked from now on, apparently.
There is another thing, though, that there are two dates available on this software, which is the 23rd is also. Now,
yes.
We've been talking about this ribbon, the filament. And you're going to hear, you probably already have heard other people talking about the ribbon or the filament. And most people play it down, it's just another thing, da 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 da. I'm pretty impressed by it, not in a kind of,
We're so rock, we're
yeah,
right.
It's not
right?
Like a rock star. It is very, very, this, I think, is probably the newest thing. Now, I was communicating with my spirit guides recently, and they were saying it's actually the 22nd. So if you average out, you know, if you find the midpoint between these two dates, it's probably going to be more like the one in, you know, the one in the middle.
One of Gerald's friends, who is a Mayan elder, says they're planning for everything to change between the 9th and the 25th. So they're giving it some time, too. They've already started their fast, which is early this year. Fasts and prayers, and they said that it needed to be started by September, the cleansing. So
here we are.
Yeah, they're giving it more time, too. And they said, you know, because it's the space, you gotta give it time.
Yeah. I'd say so, because I would imagine that, you know, in the next 3 months, the idea of time, we've been talking about this as well on our shows. You know, I really feel like we're sitting on the grandstand to this thing. And I hope there's somebody around here who's, or somebody around later who's going to be listening to this, who's going to hear us talking about what's going on now and see it in a historical context.
I
really hope that we've got the big picture. I really hope we've got the picture right, because that's what we're trying to see. We're trying to see the long-term threads that have been coalescing and are going to converge. All right, Convergence, David Wilcock's book and film. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I think it's probably going to come out January the 13th. It was supposed to be about the day after, you know, the ribbon would have hit. You know, we'd be in the ribbon. That's the moment. And so there's all these ideas about crossing and convergence, and we see all these crosses in the crop circles. You know, two lines crossing over, two things meeting. Sometimes more than two. You know, because we may have, you know, when all the cycles, maybe something happened a long time ago and set off a whole bunch of cycles, and this is, it's all kind of co-regulating and coalescing. Oh, the other thing.
I'm with you. Go on. Sorry.
Is the whole thing about North and South Pole magnetics in the galaxy?
Yep.
You heard about this one where the magnetic field of the part of space that we've been in has been north polarized for the last 26,000 years, and now we're going into the south polarization. And that the, it's probably 13,000 years in 26,000 year cycle. 13 is in the north and 13 is in the south, and we're just about to cross over into the south. Now, when the last time that we were in the south, was when we had all these places like Atlantis, and we had all this earth energy. And it's the idea that when we cross over into the south, which is what happens on the 21st or 22nd or somewhere around that time, that all the pyramids switch on and all the ley lines light up again.
Well, you and I have also been talking about this at different times too, JP, that there's been strange magnetic pulses on all of these pyramids. They've even found more, but that can't be an accident. They're giving off a pulse. There was a vortex hole thing over Antarctica last week, and that's been happening more and more of a regular basis. Unfortunately, I can't get the data to see if it's a number counting down, which I think it is. But the amazing thing is, what if something does happen December 21st? Do you know how it shouldn't? If people got this date right out of all dates in the entire universe, how miraculous an event that would be? It's obviously something's happening that our people people all over the planet have seen these changes before, told us to watch for them. That's why so many books have this. I loved your show about the Passover, too. Mm. I think the exact same way.
Yeah, that's that meme's coming out really very much.
Very strong,
coming into the alternative mainstream, as it were. This is from Emanuel Velikovsky, who was a contemporary of Einstein, and he discovered that there was a massive comet that came into the solar system at the time of what we call the Exodus, and the story of the Passover is essentially the story of this thing passing over the Earth very, very close. Very, very close indeed, and it caused all sorts of earth changes and what we now call a nuclear winter that was the story that is the backdrop of the so-called escape from Egypt, from bondage, which I think is contract. So anyway, there's a whole, you know, whole story thing there. It's in the Wolf Spirit Radio archives. So sometime in April this last year, in my show Ever Beyond, and I spoke about the real Passover. We're going to have to do a subject finder now on the archives. They're getting
we have intense. To because I have one that completely relates to that. I think all of our fairy princess myths and things like that all come from the same thing. Mm. When perhaps Saturn looked different. And perhaps was our evening sun.
There we go. But thank you very much, Tracy Kennedy. Fridays on Wolf Spirit Radio, every day on Wolf Spirit Radio. At what time?
11:30 to 2:30 EST.
Join me on Sunday on Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much.